Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is John Hacker, and I play Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys.
And that is the iconic jukebox musical that's going to be coming to the Kennedy Center, their prestigious building here in D.C., June 14th through the 26th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you bringing me on.
Now, this is, you know, it's been such an iconic jukebox musical since, I guess, it premiered in 2004. It's been through the city a bunch, as well as, you know, dominating Broadway, of course. But remind our listeners, if somehow if they were living under a rock and they missed it, explain the general premise of, you know, how it follows the formation of the Four Seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jersey Boys is the true story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, how these four guys that grew up in Belleville, New Jersey, how they, through trials and tribulations, became one of the best-selling rock and roll bands of all time and eventually made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this is just a love story to them.
Now, remind us real quick. I mean, obviously, we want them to go see the show, but just if you could, without too many spoilers, of generally how these guys met.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So basically, you know, what's crazy about these four guys, they met growing up on these streets of New Jersey. You know, the three guys who started the band, Nick Massey, Tommy DeVito, Frankie Valli, they all grew up together. And Bob Gaudio, who eventually joined the band later, you find out in the play how they met and how they actually came to start singing together. But they grew up a town away, and they met, and music history, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I particularly like how they, you know, the scene on stage where they figure out how the name of the group, but the bowling alley sign and stuff. That's always pretty.
Yeah, man. Figuring out how bands came up with their names. I know they have a great story of how they came up with their name just by happenstance. You know, that's not too spoilery, I guess. But yeah, for sure. It's awesome.
Awesome. Now, of course, it is a musical. So remind us some of the great iconic rock and roll songs that, you know, people remember them from the radio, obviously, but now you guys, you know, bring them to the stage, but remind them, rattle off some of their huge hits. They were on fire.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, when they first, you know, came on the scene, they had what they called the big three of number one hits, which everyone knows, you know, Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man. And then you hear iconic songs at the end, like Let's Hang On, and obviously Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, which is one of Frankie Valli and Four Seasons' most well-sold songs ever. You know, you hear all those hits, and then you hear songs that, you know, that when my parents came to see the show, they didn't realize, you know, oh, I didn't realize Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons sang this song. So, you know, you hear all those iconic songs, plus ones you might not know, you know.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure. And by the end, explain how everyone is up sort of dancing along with Oh, What a Night. Or I guess it's called December 1963 with Oh, What a Night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that Oh, What a Night is one of their best songs. I mean, it's the one that, you know, brought to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But you know, at the end of the show, we sing it, we reprise it. They sing Oh, What a Night in the middle of the show, but at the end, we reprise the song and we dance. And that's when the audience, you know, honestly, that's when the audience starts standing up and they just start clapping, because that's when they realize that, wait, this is a little more of a concert at the end. So they just go crazy. We love it so much.
And of course, playing Frankie Valli is no easy task, because that's one of the most iconic falsettos ever. You know, how do you get your voice so high? Or I guess my question would be, you know, had you sung with such a falsetto before this role, or did you kind of have to learn it and craft it to try to sound like Frankie?
You know, I was very fortunate. I grew up, I had great parents who raised me on some great music, like the Beach Boys, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, the Beatles, a lot of great bands with great falsettos. So I grew up trying to emulate these guys like Brian Wilson, Frankie Valli. And, you know, I started to act, you know, in my younger days. And then I started to get into musical theater. And then once I found Jersey Boys, I was like, that man, this is the perfect show for me, being on stage and acting and singing the falsettos. So I mean, that was something that came just in my younger years, and I just cultivated as an adult. And I love that rock and roll falsetto sound. And I love bringing it to audiences every night. I really do.
Bravo to your parents. They raised you right on good music.
Absolutely, man. I owe them everything. My music taste, I owe them everything. Yeah, they were a big part in that.
Awesome. Where did you grow up, by the way, if you don't mind? Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and how you got into musical theater.
Yeah, for sure. I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is just south of Columbus, like north of Kentucky right there. And I, you know, started theater a little late. I grew up a singer, and I grew up singing at church and singing my parents. Music has been a big part of my life. They're not really musicians, but they love to sing. They loved sharing music with people. And so I just cultivated that love of music into choir. And then in high school, you know, I had a music teacher say, come audition for the musical. You get to act and sing in the show. And I was like, you can do both. That's pretty awesome, you know? And so I auditioned for that, and my love for that cultivated, and yeah, to where I am now. It's kind of crazy. I went to school for it in Dayton, Ohio, this place called Wright State University and Gray University, and went to school for it and came and joined Jersey Boys in New York. And it's been a great, fortunate ride ever since. You know what I mean?
Awesome. And won't you be starring? Did I see you're going to be starring in something called Jersey Boys Live? Is it a TV special? What is it?
Yes. So that actually, you know, that I can't give like too much away about that. But for right now, I mean, it's been announced. Jersey Boys Live it's a streaming event that's coming TBD right now. But we filmed Jersey Boys. Actually, I started the show in 2016 playing Joe Pesci.
Remind people that Joe Pesci knew these guys. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So Joe Pesci, they grew up with these guys. Like I said, with Frankie Valli and Tommy DeVito, they grew up alongside these guys. And he did, and actually introduced, it's not really a spoiler, but he introduced some of them together. So, which is pretty awesome. But I played Joe Pesci in the original Broadway production, not the original Broadway production, but the Broadway show. And so they asked me to come back and, come to Cleveland and film this streaming event, and it was amazing. And the love and the work that was put into it, it was a Jersey Boys love letter. It honestly, it was the culmination of the show, 10, 12, 13 years of this show. And they kind of wanted to make this culmination event, and it's going to be streaming soon. Yeah.
Is it sort of like the Hamilton Disney Plus thing? It's like a stage version, but streamed. Is that what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You can find out more online, and there's definitely been some articles posted about it. We're super excited. We don't know when it's going to come out, but it was fantastic.
Well, very cool. Well, before we run, just for my purposes, I would love to hear, we talked a lot about the songs and the story, but tell me about, you know, it's a visual production too. Tell me about the sort of the visual elements from your guys' sparkling jackets to maybe the set design. You know, tell me about sort of like what we see visually on stage.
Yeah. Well, the Four Seasons, they were known for being guys in the 1960s, they were known for having these immaculate suits, immaculate, you know, the big ties, you know, tie bars, you know, they were just gentlemen, and they always were groomed perfectly. So our costumes mirror that. And they really just show off these guys, how cool they were, and how they literally threw all of these, you know, amazing, crazy events. They still looked good, and they still had that tie. They were still checking, you know, their cufflinks. And that really is a testament to our costume design and our lighting design for sure. And that, you know, that being said, throughout the show, a lot of people don't know this until they come see the show, but the show is broken into four seasons, like literally, like spring, summer, fall, winter. Our writers, Rick Ellis and Marshall Brickman, they had this amazing idea to just separate it into four seasons. So the costumes and the colors and the sets, they change with the seasons, at which colors that morph into different colors. And I think that is just something that is just so iconic about this show, that visually is just so cool. Not only do you see these amazing, amazing suits and these amazing dance numbers, but they change and they morph into these different seasons because Tommy DeVito is spring, Bob Gaudio is summer, and they're all told from their perspective. Nick Massey is fall, and Frankie Valli is winter. And it all just culminates into the end where they come to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame together. And no, I mean, it's a spoiler, but everyone knows they made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I guess.
Yeah, we all know that by now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's cool. It's broken up into the four seasons. The old Vincent Minnelli trick, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And our show is just beautiful in that way. And that's what people can come to see, like the beautiful costumes and our sets. We have a beautiful LED wall that just shows these great, great graphics from each decade and each going through the years. It's amazing. Our show is really great. I tell people all the time, I keep coming back to the show because it's one of those shows. It's a staple to musical theater, to to, you know, just writing in general. It's just, it's a beautiful, beautifully made show from top to bottom. And it's, I think everyone should come to see it. If they haven't seen it, you know, come see it. If they want to come see it again, come see it again.
Absolutely. Final question, final seconds. Obviously, you've been touring this thing, and it's played Broadway. It's played all over. But talk about specifically coming to DC at such a historic, you know, building as the Kennedy Center. I mean, have you ever played there before? Or, you know, it's going to be really cool.
You know, my wife actually just reminded me of that the other day. Like, we were about to, we're in Pittsburgh right now. We're heading to DC next week and the Kennedy Center. And she said, you know how iconic that place is. You know, I've never played there. And the weight of the history is starting to hit me. So we are super excited to come to the Kennedy Center. We actually, I've been on tour for 2 years. The last time I was on tour, we came through DC. We were at the National and we had such an amazing 2-3 weeks there. And the audiences there were just elated to have us there. And we're super excited to bring it back to the Kennedy Center. I mean, that is just, I'm super excited. I know I'm getting chills right now, honestly, just thinking about it. We're super excited.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it at the National. Gosh, it's been probably 15 years ago at this point. But yeah. It's really cool that, you know, the Kennedy Center is going to be an awesome spot for it. So enjoy. But you know, give those Pittsburgh folks their money's worth first, and then we'll come see you down here, man.
Absolutely. That sounds great. No, we're super excited. Yeah, we'll see you guys in D.C. for sure.
All right. Again, everyone, it's Jersey Boys. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center June 14th through the 26th. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Come see us.